Again, I apologize about my voice. So the Gemara yesterday was talking about this brisa, about if a person used a klipe arla or a kashim shel kili akerim, both of which are aser bana. So if it made a brand new tanur or a tanur chadash, you have to break it. If it was an old one, so you just let it cool off. Then we spoke about if you baked bread in it, Rebbe felt the bread would be aser, and Chachamim said it was a mutter. So Rebbe, who said that pas would be usr, it was for one of two reasons. Either because he held shach etzim is usr, that any enhancement from the wood would be usr, or because of zevzeh gorim is usr. So that was the topic we last left off with, that they assume that zevzeh gorim would be usr, meaning if you have two different agents creating something, one's mutter, one's usr. Some hold if both zevzeh, if one of them is mutter, one's usr, it would stay mutter. But others say, no, if one of the factors, one of the agents is actually usser, we would paskin zevizet would be usser. So the understanding right now is the one who holds that the brand new oven, you finish it off with that which usser bana, you have to break it. Why break it? Why not let it cool off? And then the second time around, use a wood that's good, that's mutter, and then that would be kate zevizet. Why zevizet? The tanur is usser, the new wood is mutter, zevizet gorim is mutter. But the brisa that said zevizet gorim is usr, the tanur that's brand new you have to break, is because it doesn't work. Just because the second time you fire up the oven, you're going to put mutter bread, it doesn't help because the oven itself is still usr. That would be zevizet gorim is usr. So we want to figure out who is the one who holds zevizet gorim is in fact usr. So the Gemara says it must be Rabbi Eliezer. So we're trying to find where does Rabbi Eliezer actually say zevizet gorim is usr. So seven lines up. On the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Hey, Rabbi Eliezer, which one is this? Where do we find the old Zevizet Gorim is Aser? Elam, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Eliezer, the Soor, what does he say about the Soor? Soor is a yeast that allows bread to rise. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Soor shel chulin v'shel chuma shenaflu l'toch isa. So you have a dough, you have water and flour mixed together, and some yeast that's chulin, some yeast that's chuma falls in. So the question, what's the nature of the dough that's about to rise? Is that chuma or is it chulin still? Vein bazek kedei lahachmitz, vein bazek kedei lahachmitz. Each s'or, in its own right, does not have the ability to make it rise, but together they do. V'nit starfu, together they have the combination. V'chemto, it causes it to turn to chametz. Rabbi Eliezer, omer acher acher naniba. We go based on whatever came in last. If the chuma fell in first and then the s'or of chulin fell in, so the last thing is chulin. If it was the reverse, that the s'or of chuma fell in last, then it would be chuma. So whatever comes in last, whatever finishes the rising process, that's going to define the nature of this dough. Come along to Chachamim. Chachamim omrim, bein shenafel iser lichachila. Bein shenafel iser livasof, li olam ein aser. Chachamim don't care what the order is until ad sheyeh yehebo kedei lahachmet. Until one of them, or in this case, the chuma, has enough ability to make it chametz. But if the chuma only works in tandem with the s'or of chulin, then it certainly would be mutter. But if there's enough s'or of chuma on its own to make it rise, only then will it be chuma, but it doesn't make a difference whether it falls in first or falls in last. So where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer, who says go based on the achron, he says it goes based on last, where do you see that has anything to do with zevizet gorim is aser? So this is where Amar Abai comes along and he qualifies Rabbi Eliezer's statement. Amar Abai says, lo shanu ela shekidem v'silek eser iser. The only time Rabbi Eliezer says it has to do with whatever falls in last, if when the source of Truma falls in, you immediately remove it, and then it was the last thing that fell in, would it be aser? But if you left it in the whole time, if you didn't remove this orshal chuma, it would be usr. Why would it be usr? Al mazeh v'zeh gorim usr. So let's look at Rashi to explain. Rashi says, top line of Rashi in Chavzayin, lo shanu da'acher achron aniva, v'im nafal heter basof mutter. The only time Rabbi Eliezer says we follow whatever came in last, and if the mutter item, the s'or of chulin falls in, is the mutter, Ela shekidem es ha'iser v'silk. If you remove the source shel chuma, micheven shenafa bo heter miyad. Since when you remove the source shel chuma, immediately after the source of chulin went in, hol v'silk of adayin lo hichmet. Since when you remove the chuma, it didn't cause the bread to rise. Batol v'halachlo. So what happens is the source of chuma falls in. You quickly take it out, and then you put the source shel chulin. Only when the source shel chulin doesn't cause it to rise, we ignore. We mevatel the source shel chuma that fell in. Even though the source of Chuma does have some impact, sheyachol ze'achron ligmor chimutz al yado, it actually allows and propels the second seor of chulin to work. V'afal piken, kvar batel, still in the end of the day, we're able to remove it and view it as batel. V'shuv ein chozer v'nirba, and it cannot come and reawaken. Aval lo kidim v'silik, if you didn't remove the seor shel truma, and the seor shel truma remains, while the seor shel chulin falls in as well, v'nigma ayidei shreim, and it rises with both the agents there, v'ein yachol libatel aser, you can be mevatel, so how is it aser? Alma zev zeh goyim aser, even though half of the dough is from chulin, half the dose of Truma, but still, Zev Zed Garm is us. So that's how we know Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So Gemara says, how do you know Abaye, what he said was correct? Maybe you should take Rabbi Eliezer at face value. Gemara asks, four lines down, Umimai Taima de Rabbi Eliezer Kabaye. Who says Abaye was correct in making his qualification? If you remove the Truma, you didn't remove the Truma. Maybe Dilma, Taima de Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum de Achar, Achor Naniba. Just what he says clearly in the Braisa, that whatever fell in last, if the Truma fell in last, if the chulin fell in last, that's going to define the nature of the dough. Nothing to do with Zev Zeh Garim. And you would ignore, this next line is a little bit tricky. Rashi changes the gear, so I'm going to just kind of read it over quickly. So it says the Gemara, Lo shna kidim esilik es ha'isr, lo shna lo kidim esilik es ha'isr. Doesn't make a difference, meaning it has nothing to do with removing the chumah or not. It all depends on whatever fell in last, that's going to define the nature of the dough, and nothing to do with Zev Zeh Garim. Avah babas achas, if they fall in together, Hachanami deshari. Rabbi Eliezer would agree if they both fall in the same time, where there's neither one that's gemar the davar, then it actually would be permitted because Zev Zeh Garim is maybe mutter to Rabbi Eliezer. Only if one falls in first and a second one falls in second at a separate time, that's the one that really caused it to rise. That last one will define it. But they fall in together, where Zev Zeh Garim as an equal level, it would actually be mutter. So that's not the Rabbi Eliezer that we're looking for. So where's the Rabbi Eliezer we're looking for? Ela Rabbi Eliezer da'ate Asher. So what does he say about Atei Asher? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches of Avodah Zarah, Natal Heimana Eitzim Asurim Bana. The person takes some trees, that's Asur, because it's Asher tree, it's Asur Bana, Hitzik Basa Taner. They take it and fire up a wood, an oven. Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, we say Yutatz, break it, you can't use it again. So now this is a cloud. Whenever you say Chadash Yutatz, that means Zev Zeh Garim is Asur. Why? You had your oven that finished off with the Atei Asher. The oven now is Asur. Okay, but now when I use it the second time, let me throw in mutter wood. So now I have mutter wood with an usher oven that's Zev Zeh Garim. So if you hold Zev Zeh Garim's mutter, you shouldn't break the oven, you should just cool it off first. But if you say that a chadash, yutatz, you have to break it, that implies because even if you, the second time you throw in mutter wood, it doesn't help because the oven is still usher, Zev Zeh Garim is usher. So the Braisa here, the Mishnah rather, says here in the Tanna Kamma that the taner chadash, yutatz, you break. Yasha, an old one, Yutan, you could cool it off because the oven itself, it wasn't made with the Isrna, so the oven itself is actually mutter. Just cool it off and use new wood that's mutter. Off of Basa Pasa, you bake bread in it, it would be Asur Bahana because you're using Atei Asher tree. And this Arva Bacheros, now if this bread that's now Asur Bahana gets mixed with other loaves of bread, the Bacheros, and then mixed with another group, cool in Asur Bahana. The Tanakama holds there's no way to redeem the Avodah Zarah, that's Asur now, the bread. There's no way to say bittel. There's no bittel by Avodah Zarah either. So that remains usher, no matter how many mixtures it gets involved in. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer. He argues and says, Omer, Yolech Hanol Yamamelch. You are able to actually be podeh the Isser of Avodah Zarah and throw the value into the water. And Amru Lo, Chachamim respond back, Ein Poden L'Avodah Zarah. There is no allowance of being podeh Avodah Zarah. So the only machlokus in the Mishnah is where the pidyon works for Avodah Zarah. But lagabri the din of chadash yutatz, that the brand new oven was fired up by Atei Asher tree, both agree you'd have to break it. Why do you have to break it? Because using a second time with mutter wood won't help, because the oven itself is usher, that would be Zev Zeh Garim is usher. So that's a clear statement that Rabbi Eliezer holds, Zev Zeh Garim is in fact usher. So Gemara says, maybe this mission is not a raya. Maybe this is a mission that's unique to Avodah Zarah. As Gemara asks, Amr Eimar the Shmasle the Rabbi Eliezer Bavodah Zarah the Chamer Isura Bishar Surum Shabbatara Mishmasle. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only makes a statement that there is no, that we say Zev Zeh Garim Aser is by Avodah Zarah. But elsewhere, other Isurim Shabbatara that are not as stringent as Avodah Zarah, we already know the stringencies of Avodah Zarah. It's one of the big three Averos. But maybe other Isurim he would say, not that big of a deal. But other Isurim he would say, Zev Zeh Garim would maybe be Mutar. So Gemara says it can't be. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. And there are two reasons why Rabbi Eliezer is the Shita that says Zev Zeh Garim is actually Aser. Number one is the Gemara says, El Imkein Aman Tarmi. If it's not Rabbi Eliezer, who is it? Meaning we know there is some shita out there that holds Zevet Zergom is Aser. We haven't found anyone. We looked through all the Mishnayos. Rabbi Eliezer is the closest we could get. If it's not him, we're stuck. So it must be someone. So by default, we're throwing in Rabbi Eliezer. And not only that, we actually have a Mefurish Braisa that clearly says Rabbi Eliezer says this across the board. Ve'od Hatanya Behedya. Explicitly, it's written in the Braisa, Bechein Haya Rabbi Eliezer Oser Bechol Isum Shebetor. So there we have it. So the Gemara Tosa points out here, I don't want to go through the whole Tosa, but just right now what comes out is Rabbi Eliezer holds, Zev is a Gorm is Aser, and Bechol Tarakula. Tosa writes, V'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer omer b'choser, b'chol isrum shabatora, hashemashma, d'b'chol makom islay, the Rabbi Eliezer, d'zev zeh gorm aser. Tosa goes on to bring a whole raya from a Gemara in Temura, where Rabbi Eliezer says it's actually zev zeh gorm would be mutter, so they try to figure out what. They end up saying this machlok is what he holds, but we see based on the Pashup Shat, the Gemara Mesachim Daf Chavzayin, Rabbi Eliezer is the shita that holds zev zeh gorm, in fact, is aser. So Gemara.
In yesterday's price, we would also hold aser, the one with klipos and...
Exactly, yeah. He would be the aser. Now the Gemara says, to bring that back full circle to what Ricky just said, Amr Abai says, Im timsel omer zev zeh gorm aser, Rebbe, hainu Rebbe Eliezer. So remember yesterday, why did Rebbe say the bread is aser? So we said two reasons. Either because Rebbe holds Zev Zeh Gorm is Aser, or he held Shvach Eitzim are Aser. So if Rebbe Eliezer holds Zev Zeh Gorm is Aser, rather if Rebbe holds, the reason why Pas is Aser is because Zev Zeh Gorm is Aser, he's exactly like the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Again, Im Tim Salomar Zev Zeh Gorm Aser Rebbe, Hainu Rebbe Eliezer. So he's coupled together, he teams up with Rebbe Eliezer. Vim Tim Salomar, if you're going to say that Rebbe holds Zev Zeh Gorm is actually Mutter, so how come he asers the bread? Because he must hold the other Svara. Hachamishim Diyesh Shvach Eitzim Bipasu. Because when you're using the Klipe Arla and so on, that's going to be, even though it's wood, you still consider the benefit from the wood as being direct from the Isra. No? And that's the reason why he says the Pas is Aser, but maybe in general, Rebbe holds Zev Zeh Gorm is Mutter. Now the Gemara says, Hani Ka'aros, Vikosos, Vitluchios Asir. You have different types of plates, cups, and bowls that were made of pottery that you made in a oven. So you made in the oven, and now you use some aser hana, some klipe arla, and things of that sort to make it. So that would be aser to use, because these are items that you don't fire up a second time. Meaning the oven, you made the oven with fire. You completed it in the fire, and now it becomes aser. But when you use the oven a second time, you use more wood. That's wood is mutter. But I have a cup here. The cup only comes into fire once. When you make the cup for the first time out of pottery, it was fired up just one time. And now when I use it, I'm using it to drink water, I'm using it to drink whatever I want. There's no second gorim there. There's only one gorim, the initial way it was made. So the Gemara says, Hani ka'aros v'kosos v'tzlichos asiri. They're aser according to everybody. So Kipli, when did they argue? Only by a tanner and a k'teir. Because a tanner, as we said, even though it may have been made initially with aser isarna, when you use it a second time with kosher wood, mutter wood, that would be a second gorim. That's a zev zeh gorim achlokas. Same thing with the kedera, a pot that you use not to drink from, the pot you use to cook food. So even though the pot, maybe the kedera is initially made with isarna, but when I use it a second time with new wood, that's mutter, that would be again a zev zeh gorim case. So the only time they all agree is when there's only one gorim, when a cup is made once with fire, and every additional use is no fire. I just drink it with cold cup. So that's the machlokas. Just to make that clear a little bit, if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes three wide lines down. Hani ka'aros kosos v'tzluchios, these cups, plates, and bowls, shel cheres, made from earthenware pottery, shetzarfen v'atze asherah, that you used atze asherah to make them in the oven, asiri afil Rebbe, even Rebbe, who holds a zev zeh gorm would be mutter possibly, he would agree that these cases would actually be aser. D'ha yesh shvach etzim ben, because the atze asherah tree are aser, v'anasan below gorm shenihu. The ability to use it is without a second gorm. Right, when I make that cup for the first time with the atze asherah tree, and now I use the cup, there's no other second gorm when I use the cup additional time. There's no fire I never need to use it again with. That's a zeh gorm. The one gorm we have is the atze asherah tree. So vayidei gorm rishon, based on the first gorm, which is the first time you use the atze asherah tree, and the only time you use it for these cups, hu mishamish ben hanas gufo. Every time I use the cup, it's based on that initial gorm of the fire of the atze asherah tree. V'lo dami latanur, it's not similar to an oven, d'lo mati hana l'guf minei adika gorm sheni. I can't actually benefit from the oven until I use it a second time. The first time I fire up the oven makes the oven complete. It's done. But now for me to use it to bake things, I need to use it a second time, put new wood in, and that's, oh, that wood's mutter wood. So then you have the question of zeh garim of the wood, zeh garim of the tana, which is aser. What, how do you paskin? Zev is a garim aser, zev is a garim mutter. So that's the machlokas again by a taner and a kteira, where you need to fire up a second time with the second garim. So the Gemara explains, back inside again. Honey ka'aros, ukosos, vitzluchios, asiri, according to everybody, because there's really only one gorim, the time that was made to fashion it into the cup or whatever it is. Ki pligi, when is there machlokis? Betaner of v'kedera. Leman damar zevizeh gorim aser. Aser, because now the fact that it was made be'iser, and you're using it a second time with kosher wood, or mutter wood, that's zevizeh gorim aser. But leman damar zevizeh gorim, it would be mutter. In general, this case would be shari, because since the second time you're using the taner, the second time you're using the kedera is with mutter wood, even though the oven itself, even though kedera itself might be usr, but since the other gorim is mutter, you would paskin uri mutter. There is an ikadamri, the Gemara says, ikadamri afilul man damer zevezeh gorim is mutter in general, kedera asira. The kedera would be categorized and grouped with the first items of karos, kosos, and tzluchios. Why? Kedera is a unique situation because a kedera pot is typically used to cook things, so you need a second garum. But it's also used to put things in even before you cook things. An oven has no function other than to cook things. So you can never talk of a case, it's always a zevizeh garum by an oven. By a kedera, sorry, let's say it this way. Oven is always zevizeh garum because you always need the oven itself and wood. Karos and kosos always have one garum because you never use a second time for fire. But a tavshil is in the middle, kedera is in the middle because sometimes it can be used to cook with. Sometimes it's used just to store things. So the Gemara points out here, kedera is really more like a kara and a kos, because the ha kibla bishule mikame dinita and etim dehatera. Because you put food in the kedera in the pot prior to putting in the food, rather wood, their heter, and therefore the second mandamar thinks that kedera is more like a kos and a kara and not so much like a taner. So that's the machlokas and the ikadamris, how one would group the kedera. The Gemara now says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tanra shehisiku beklipe arla bekashin shakile akerim chadash yutatz yashan yutam." We saw this already. If it's a brand new oven, you break it. If it's an old oven, you let it cool off. Off a bus hapas, you bake bread in it. Rabbi Omer hapas muteris, Chacham Omer hapas asura. So you should notice that this was the opposite. We said Rabbi says asur, Chacham say mutter. But this price says the flip side. Shmuel says it's Rabbi says mutter, Chacham say asur. So the Gemara says, "V'hatanya ipcha." Didn't we learn the opposite? So Shmuel ipcha tani in echanami. Shmuel also learned in the previous discussion that Rebbe was the one who says mutter, and Chachamim are the ones who say aser. So fine, there's consistency. Alternatively, this is interesting. The Gemara sometimes does the following: Ibai seima bi'alma kasavar Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe mechavero v'loch mechavero. There's a klal comes up in the Gemara a couple of times that Rebbe always beats out his bar plukta. He has a machlokas, Rebbe versus whoever, Rebbe always wins. But if it's mechave rav, if it's two people he argues about, multiple people, chachamim, we pass like chachamim, halacha kirabim. But this is an exception where we pass like Rebbe even against chave rav, even against chachamim in this case. So now sometimes the Gemara creates, it's funny how it does it, but not that it lies, of course, chas v'sham. But sometimes it creates a certain impression to assume that we want people to know how to paskim. I'll give you an example. The Mishnah Edyo says that why does the Mishnah oftentimes hide and cover up who the author of a Mishnah? It's a Stam Mishnah. And then it says, who is the Stam Mishnah? Is it Rabbi Akiva? Is it Rabbi Meir? Is it Rabbi Meir? Why do they hide the fact that it says that? So the Mishnah Edyo says, because they want to give the impression as if Rabbim are saying it. So we know how to paskin. Because everybody knows a klal, Yachav Rabbim, Halacha Rabbim. So if you create a Mishnah with a Stam Mishnah, nobody authored it. Everybody holds this way, even though you really know one person said it, will know, oh, it must be the Rabbim, we paskin that way. So here as well, we pass like Rebbe over Chachamim in this particular case. This is an exception. Now, we didn't want people to get confused. So Shmuel intentionally switched to say Chachamim say Aser, and Rebbe says Mutter. Because we want to come out that it's Aser, the pass is Aser, like Rebbe. So he switched it, Chachamim said Aser, not Rebbe, just we pass him. But really, behind the scenes, Rebbe's really the one who says Aser, but they didn't want to confuse people. So that's what the Gemara says. Ibai Seima, Ba'alma in general, Kesavar Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe mechavero v'lo mechavero. That's a klal we always hold of. He doesn't beat out the rabbim. Ubaha, but this particular case of the bread, afilu mechaverov, he beats out even the chachamim. The savar asked the ipcha, he felt he said you should switch who said what. The opposite, k'yecha dinekim rabbanan lisur. This said people that are chachamim will say actually aser, and that's how the psak will evolve. Gemara points out here. In the end of the day, we pass like Rebbe. The bread is aser. Is it because zevzei gorm is aser? or is it because of shvach etzim or usr? So Tosis points out in the bottom here, it has to be because of shvach etzim. Why? The last Tosis writes, Baha afilu michavei rav, Rebbe paskins against chachamim. In this case, we pass like him over a chachamim. The time of the Rebbe, the reason is, v'shem diyei shvach etzim bepas. That's the reason why. Why can't it be zev zeh garm usr? Because lo mitam zev zeh garm, because Shmuel pasik behedya beperek called slavim avodah zara, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi de zev zeh garm mutr. Because Shmuel, who is the one who authored the statement now, is the one telling us that we pass like Rebbe by the bread. Shmuel also holds in general, Zev Zeh Garm is mutter. So the only explanation why he would say this case is Aser must be because of Shvach Eitzim Bepas would be Aser.
And he would consider that it's not considered Zev Zeh Garm on the case of Tanur?
It would be Zev Zeh Garm, but that's mutter, but there's a different reason why it's Aser, because Shvach Eitzim...
Zev Zeh Garm, if there's Shvach... But the whole idea of zev zeh garm mutar is that something is that if you have something asr and something mutar, it's mutar. So the etzim, even though you say shvach etzim is mutar, it's asr, you
right.
Still have zev zeh garm, it should be.
It's very good. Mutar. I think the reason is, because shvach etzim might play a stronger, more essential role, it's more direct than the oven.
I think what it says is that he considers that you're finishing that the whole tanur is finished at that moment, so... That's why...
Means it's the first time you're using it, and the bread's made in the Tanur Chadash. Okay, could be. Have to look back, I guess. So now the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah we had the other day, two lines down. Bishla, two wide lines down. Bishla al gabe gechalim, divra kol hapas muter. So in yesterday's daf, we quoted that if you're using coals, however, even though there's machlokas when you use wood, that was that was machlokas where the bread's asar muter, but when it comes to using gechalim, where the klipe arla and the kashim shakila kem turned into coals, where it's really not there anymore, that everybody agrees the pasri muter. That's not shvach etzim anymore. There's no etzim to speak of. It's done. It's already burnt into coals. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar, one of them interpreted this to say, Lo shanu ela gicham omimos, va gicham lo choshos asrum. Which type of coals? They're coals, I don't know much about coals, but it depends how hot, how much the flames are coming up, how black they are, how used they are. So it's actually mechalik of how extinguished they've gotten. So if it's talking about gochos, omimos, which Rashi says they're completely, almost mamish extinguished, so that's they're done with. They're ready. It's such charcoal, that's where it's mutter. But if they're lochashos, where they're still on fire, the gecham are still firing up, and they look like they're kind of moving, and the flames are going up and down, that they would actually still say that's etzim, and that would be usr. That's one mandamer. That again, loshanu, the heter of gecham is only gecham omimos, where the coals have died down. About gecham lochashos, where they're very active still, it would be usr. And chadamar, afilu gecham lochashos, nami mutarn, even if they're still very active, and the fire and the flames are coming up and down, even in that case, the coals are going to be mutter, the bread will be mutter. To Bishma, I understand the man damar loch shows asurin mishum the shia yishach etim bepas. I get the one who holds that if there's still the flame is still jumping up from the coals, the reason why the pas becomes asur in that case is because there's shach etim. But el man damar afil loch shows mutaros. The one who holds that even if the coals are still, the flames are still jumping up, the bread will still be mutter, then pas the asur, the yishach etim bepas, the Rebbe hechach mishachasa. So then where do you ever have a case that bread is going to be asur? I mean, every time you put wood in, the wood becomes coals, it gets burnt up. But we know Rebbe for sure holds, bread will become usr from wood, from atzeh sheretri, or from a kilei kerem. But if they're always coals, if coals that are gachalim omos and gachamar lochshos are all mutter, what's the case of etim that are usr? So the Gemara says, very simple. Hecha mishkachesla, amr rev apapa, kishavuka kinegda. When the fire is next to it, what does that mean? What they explain in the Mefarshim is, before the wood has turned into coals. Meaning, the moment you put the bread in, you fired up the wood, so the wood hasn't turned into charcoal yet, no gecham, it's the fire is mamish fresh and the wood is still fresh, that's the case where it actually be yesh shvach etzim epas. But if the fire has started burning the wood into coals, then in Hanami, Rebbe would agree, according to Zman Damar, that the bread would actually be mutter. But only if it's, again, in the initial stages of burning the wood.
If part of it was before it became cold and after it became cold?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, during the process,
right.
The first half of the bread was usr, then it turned mutter. Would that be with the timing changes right. That? Could be. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Bechlal, this all implies that this all within Rebbe's world, right? Rebbe holds the pas is usr. But we know Chacham hold the pas is mutter. Mechlal, the Rabbanan, the pligi ale, sharu, afilu kishavuka kenegdo. If Rabban, that means they would agree. If you put bread in an oven and you have brand new wood there, you turn on the fire, the wood hasn't really burnt yet, they would say that's mutter, because the moment you put fire in the wood, that's considered gechalim according to Rebbe, according to Rabban rather. So then, according to Rabban, ella etim di isur le Rabban hechal mishkachasla. How do you ever have a case of atzei asherah tree asering something? Because he holds any time you put the fire on it, it's already considered done. So the Gemara is very simple. You have a case of wood. When is atzei asherah tree aser? Not when you use it for fire. If you build a chair out of it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami Barhama Bishar Rishifa, which means Sharshifa, which Rashi explains here. If you look at Rashi, Bisharshifa, Kisei Leishiv Alav Olahadam Ragav. You make a tree out of wood, or a chair out of wood, or a step stool out of wood. You sit on it. That's the Hanasan Kishen Ben Vayade Mamish, where you're using the wood when they're still intact. That would be Aser according to Rabbanim. Aval Hanas Hesek, but to get Hana from it as firewood, ain hanasa el acher biro o b'shas biro. The only time you benefit from it is once you start burning it. So then, that's already not considered ben. That Rabban would agree it's always mutter. When it would be aser again? When you use it ben, when it's not being burnt.
In what case would klipas be aser?
I'm not sure exactly. So then the Gemara says three lines down. By mina, it could be when you're coloring it. They talk about using klipa arla to like dye things with a color that might come from like pomegranate, let's say the peels. So the Gemara then says three lines down. Boy, minei Rami Berchama Miriav Chista, Tanur Shesika Batzei Hektesh Vafa Ba Pas Rabbanan Desho B'Kmaisa Mai. So we know Rabbanan hold when you use Kilei Kerem or Atzei Asherah Tree anything to fire up the oven. He says mutter, right? Because he says the moment we put fire on it, it's already mutter now. It's no longer considered the natural form. What would Rabbanan say about Hektesh? Not Isser, not Kilei Kerem, not Arla Atzei Asherah Tree, but Hektesh. If you use Hektesh wood to fire up the oven and to bake bread, would they still say it's mutter, or would they say Hektesh is different, it would be Aser? So Amar Lai, Hapasasur. In this case, Rabbanan would agree that bread would be Aser. What's the difference? Ma Ben Zula Arla. Why, by the Arla, we say the pas is mutter, but using Hektesh wood, it would be Aser. So Amar Rava, Rava says very simply, Hachi Hashta, Arla, Bitela mi masayim, bimasayim, hektesh afilu be'elef labatam. There's a difference. We could use the question of bitel to indicate the severity of the iser. In other words, we know by arla, there's a concept of bitel. If you have 1 to 200, you have arla that falls into a pot of 200 times the arla, it's batel. Hektesh is never batel. You could have an item of hektesh fall into something 1,000 times the size, there's no bitel. So when there's no bitel, that indicates it's a more severe iser. So by Arla has bittel, so we allow, okay, so by the moment you put it onto fire, we revatel it, and you're allowed to have the pas. But Hektesh, where there's no bittel, so then using the fire, the wood for the fire, that would still be aser. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bittela b'masayim, Arla is bittel in 200, Hilkach lo chamira mishakila v'nivra isura. Therefore, it's not so chamer, and the moment you start to burn it, it's done. But Hektesh, where there is no bittel, even if you burn it, Rabban will see it retains its iser, and therefore remains aser, the bread would be aser. Now, Tosis points out a very interesting point here. We know sometimes things are not bittel because of the severity of the iser. But sometimes there's another reason why something's not bittel, because what's called davar sheish l'matirim. You have something that's mutter after a certain point. We're not mevatel now, just wait until it's mutter. So the example is, let's say muksa, the Gemara in Beah talks about if a beah is nolad, born late on yantif, it's muksa. Let's say it gets mixed with 1,000 other eggs, so we say, oh, it's still, it's not batel, it's still aster. Why? Shouldn't we say that's batel be'elah, batel be'rov? Because the Gemara says, since davar sheish matirin, if you should wait till yantif is over, it's mutter, so don't rely on bittel now, wait till it's over. So the din is by Hektesh. Hektesh has a davar sheish l'matirin. You can matir it by being mechal, by being called it. That's why there's no bittel. Nah, there's no bittel. We don't say no bittel because the severity of Hektesh. We say there's no bittel because you can be matir. Rely on the heter, don't rely on the bittel. And therefore, it's not indicative of any severity of the issue. Just look at Tosus, who raises the question, doesn't have an answer for it. Tosus, a Hektesh, afil be'elef lo batel, tema. Machomer, he said, what's the stringency of Hektesh? Hello, Hektesh, davar sheyesh lo matirin, who? By being mechala, by being pulled it. That's the reason why there's no bittel, but not because of severity. Tosa leaves it as a tzarchin, but that's just an interesting question. Either way, back inside, the Gemara says that although Chacham agree, by typical Isser Hana, the bread will be mutter, by Hektesh, he agrees that it will be usser, because of the severity of Hektesh. The Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, Ikashile Hakashi. If you have a question, ask the following question. Valo Ma'al Hamasik. So when the person uses the Hektesh as the wood for the oven, So now he violated Mila because he used hekdesh fund, hekdesh wood. And we have a klal that chol hecha demal hamasik nafka l'chulin. Whenever a person violates Mila, that object turns into chulin now. So that's why it should be mutter, right? Reuven takes the hekdesh wood, throws it into the oven. Reuven gets Mila. Now once you violate Mila, the wood becomes mutter, chulin. So now the bread should not be usher anymore. The bread should actually be mutter, according to the chacham, or anybody for that matter. So the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Papa explains, Hacha Batze Shlomim Askinan. What's unique about Atze Shlomim? Atze Shlomim, it's not subject to Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. Kachim is different. Kachim is considered a Mamon Hedyot. I own the Kachim. I said my animal side is a carbon. It's a carbon Shlomim. There's Hekdesh to it. But it's considered my money. I can marry a woman with it if I want it. It's my money. Until you've sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, then whatever's left over becomes Mamon Gavoa. But prior to the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Zrika and all that, it's actually going to be, it won't be subject to Me'ila. So if it's not subject to Me'ila, it won't lose its status of Hekdesh, says the Gemara, just to make that clear. Amr Papa, Hacha Ba'atei Shlomi Maskinen, Valiba Derbi Yehuda, Amr Hekdesh, B'shogeg Mischalel, B'meizei Mischalel. So there's a klal, general Hekdesh, not Shlomi, but in general, Hekdesh. If a person abuses, violates, gets hana from Hekdesh accidentally. It's a unique case here. It's counterintuitive. If you accidentally violate Hekdesh, then it's meschal. If you intentionally, if you're bemazed using Hekdesh, then it doesn't, it ain't a meschal, it retained its Hekdesh. Bemazed my time alone. How come when I intentionally abuse Hekdesh, it doesn't lose its Kedusha? Kevin de la bar Mila, it's not subject to Mila. Mila is unique. Once chayv a carbon mila, only when he violates it b'shogeg. If you violate it b'mezid, it's actually counterintuitive. There is no chayv carbon. So since it's not subject to mila on a major level, so then if you didn't violate mila, you're not mischal. So here's well by shlamim. Again, my time alo came into la bar mila lo nafik l'chulim. So now bring it back to shlamim. Just like in general, when there's no mila, then it doesn't lose its kedusha status. Shlamim nami came and lab bar me'ila. And since shlamim is not subject to me'ila, so long as it has not been brought to the mizbeach, therefore lo nafik l'chulin, it also doesn't lose a chulin. It doesn't lose its kedusha. I mean, the only time hekdesh turns into chulin is if you violate me'ila. But if you don't violate me'ila, it's not subject to me'ila, then it can't turn to chulin. So in this case, where the guy took the wood and threw it in, there's no me'ila because it's shlamim. Shlamim isn't subject to me'ila at this stage. And if there's no me'ila, that means it can't lose its kedusha. It retained its status of hekdesh. And therefore, when you make the bread with the wood of the atzei shlamim, it's going to be usher according to chachamim. But ain't a chanami. If you're to use a hekdesh from that which is a chatas or an ola or something like that, it would be a violation of me'ila and would be subject, and therefore it would be chulin, and the bread in turn would be chulin as well. So the Gemara now challenges this last statement here. Is it really true? Whenever a person who fires up the oven, he violates Mila, the wood will become chulin. Is that true? Vatani, the Braisa says, Kol Nisrafim, this is the very end of Mesechas Temura. There are certain types of Isur Hana that require Nigvarim, burying it, and certain things that require Nisrafim to be burnt. So for example, Bas Bechalav, that the person, let's say, cooks Bas Bechalav together, it's Asr Banah, what does one do with that? You don't burn it, it actually gets buried. Certain things get buried, certain things get burnt. So the Gemara tells us, the Braisa says, Vatanya, Kol Nisrafim, all those items that are supposed to get burnt, a farn mutter. After you've burned them, the ashes are actually mutter. So you burn, let's say, Avodah Zarah isn't a good case, but I forget what goes on the list. But you burn whatever has to be burnt. So now you have ashes. The ashes you could mutter. Even though prior to the burning, it was Asr Bana, but after the Srefa, it's now mutter Bana. Chutz, there are two exceptions that even after you've burnt it, the ashes remain Asr. Chutz Me'atze Asherah, tree, and Efer Hekdesh Li'olam Asr. These things are Asr forever. Now, Rashi points out, parenthetically, how come it only says Li'olam by the Efer Hekdesh? Right, the two exceptions. Atze Asherah tree, and the Efer of Hekdesh, the ashes will remain Asr. So why do they only say Li'olam by Hekdesh, not Li'olam by Asherah tree? So Rashi points out, because in Asherah tree, the truth is, there is actually a heter. That if a non-Jew Vagoy is Mevatel the Asherah tree, so then it actually can become mutter. But Hekdesh is not subject to Bittul at all. That's why the word Li'olam is there to emphasize that Hekdesh is Li'olam Asr. Atzei Asherah tree is only Asr so long as a Goy is not poded. Either way, we see from here that Hekdesh is Li'olam Asr. We just said above that one who's Mal Hamasik is Nafik L'chulam. A guy takes the Hekdesh, throws into the fire, now it's going to be going out to Chulin. Even though it turns into ashes, it goes out to Chulin. But the Braisa says that Efer Hekdesh is actually going to be Usr, so it doesn't leave to Chulin, so there's a stira. So the Gemara answers two ways. Amar Rami Bar Chama kigon shenafla deleka me'eleha ba'atze hekdesh deleka inish dimnima. The only time hekdesh could lose its status of hekdesh and turn to chulin if an individual, if a person violates me'ila. But if nobody violates me'ila, if the fire caught on its own, so no one's responsible here, there's no one liable here, so then the hekdesh remains. So when the Gemara says at the end of Temura that the Eifer of Hekdesh is Li'ol Masr, that's when it caught on fire on its own, there's no Mila. So it retains its status of a Kedusha. But when an individual is the one who throws in the oven, so that Ruvain, he gets Mila, that's a case where the Hekdesh will turn to Chulin. That's the difference. Only when one gets Mila will it lose its status of Kedusha. That's one answer. And the second answer, the Gemara says, Rav Shmaya Amar, Biosan Shetun Geniza. Remember, we saw the other day that all, even though normally, when something does a mitzvah, it loses its status of milah. There were two or three exceptions where even after the mitzvah was done, it still is usur. We had Egla Rufa case, we had the Big Day Kuna case, we had the Shumas Hadeshim. So when the Gemara says at the end of Temura that the Efer of the Hekdesh remain usur, it's referring to the exceptions that are usur even after the mitzvah has been performed. As the Gemara says, Be'osan Shetun and Geniza, those items that require Geniza, the Tanya, V'samo Benachas, V'samo Kula, V'samo Shal Yifazah. That's referring to the Big Day Kuna, rather the Shumas Hadeshim. The Shumas Hadeshim is the exception. That's Li Olam Usur, even after it's been burnt, even after the mitzvah has been done. But in general, the din is when someone violated Me'ila, the items will actually turn into chulin. Okay. Gemara now says we're going to a whole other topic now. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from Rabbi Yehuda. We had a discussion in the Mishnah, how one performs a mitzvah of shvisas chametz, of tashbisu. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda felt, ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. He felt the only way to accomplish tashbisu is by burning it. Sreifa is the only way. So Gemara wants to know, how does he know Sreifa? What's the source? There's no pasuk that says you burn the chametz. So how do you know that's the only way? So Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda ein bir chametz ela sreifa. We know bir chametz is only accomplished through burning. What's the basis? And it's a sensible thing. It's based on a kal v'chomer. Ma noser, the leftover karbanos, sheino b'bayirai b'yimatzei. It's not subject to the iser b'yirai b'yimatzei by a nosar. And yet, ton sreifa, you have to burn nosar based on a mefurish pasuk. Chametz sheyeshin b'bayirai b'yimatzei. Chametz is subject to these different isurim. It's a more chomer, lo kosher, and certainly you should require a sreifa as well. Shetan sreifa. So amrulo. So the response back to Rehuda is kol din shata dun tchilasa lahachmir v'sofer lahakel enodin. So any kavachomer that although initially it's a chumra, but if the end it will lead to a kula, that cannot be a kavachomer. What's the kula here? So they explain here as follows: lo matza etzim l'sorfa. Let's say you can't find wood to create a fire. You hate Yoshev a battle. You're going to sit there and do nothing because you can't create a fire. The Torah Amra Tashbisu Sormi Batechem. So get rid of it. Bechol Davar Shata Yachol Ashbisu. So you have to get rid of it any way you want. So in other words, the Kavah Chumra says you must use Sreifa. That's a Chumra. But it's a Sreifa Chumra that if you can't find firewood, that means you can't accomplish it any other way. That's a Kula. That means you don't have to do anything. Let the Chametz sit there. So any Kavah Chumra that will lead to actually a Kula is not a Kavah Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, you're right. I agree. My Kavachomer has a flaw, so I'm going to find another source. How I know Sreifa is the only way one should accomplish burning Chametz. How do I know? So Chazir Rabbi Yehuda, Vidino Din Acher. He took another route. Now, this route was not based on a Kavachomer. This is really based on like a Bemem Atzinu type of case. And that Bemem Atzinu cannot be broken up by the question above. So he says, Vidanu Din Acher. No sir aser b'achila, the chametz aser b'achila. Just like we find, b'mem atinu, we find no sir aser tzi, we also find that chametz aser tzi. And based on this equation now, ma no sir b'sefer, af chametz b'sefer, no longer based on a kavah chomer. So you can't ask the shayla above. We're making equations. So if no sir you can't eat, and you burn, and chametz you can't eat, you must burn as well. So there are many, many questions in this equation. So everything. So amrulo, nevela tochiach, sh'asur b'achila, veino tuna sefer. You can't eat nevela. We don't burn nevela, so that's not a great equation. So they say Amar Lahen Hefresh Nosar Aser Bachila Vahana V'Chametz Aser Bachila Bana. It's not simply there Sachila. There's an added factor of it also being Aser Bana. Both Nosar and Chametz also have the Isar Na, and that's why the equation is more precise. Ma Nosar Ton Sreifa Af Chametz Ton Sreifa. So Amrullah, they say still even in the world of a very limited equation of Isar Chila plus an Isar Na. Amulo, Shor Niskal Yochiach, that'll prove to you, Shor Aser Bachila, Ubana, and yet Eino Taun Sreifa. So Amrle, he says, no, I'll make a further distinction. Amrle, Hefresh, let's make a further chilik. No, sir, Aser Bachila, Vehana Vanish Karis. Now it's more acute. Vihamit Asiban Bahila Ubana Vanish Karis. So this is a very, very narrow equation right now. Manosa Besrefa Af Hamit Besrefa. Amrullo, they say one more question, we'll stop here. Well, the continuation goes on to tomorrow's daf. We'll stop in the middle of this. Amrullo, they say back to him, Chelbo shel shor, the chelev, which is now the shor is niskal. If one eats it, there's no karis for eating it. But the chelev, if one eats the shor niskal, would be asr. Because chelev in general, forgetting a shor niskal, chelev of a shor, that fat is asr b'karis. So the, at least the chelev of the shor niskal, yochiach she asr b'achila, you can't eat it. Ubana, uvanish karis, vein tal seifa. So we'll stop here because Gemara is going to go for the next 10 lines figuring out the source here. But Rabbi Huda goes back and finds another source, how he in fact knows that chametz does require sefer. Okay, we'll stop here. Afreilich and Chanukah, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Hopefully we'll see everybody on Sunday.